Now, where do we go from here? That's right. Well, there are a couple things which I have the duty to announce. First, as you know, seniors organizations aren't overly rich. And so all the activities we organize, we have to be sort of self-financing. So I hope on the way out, you will be generous with your donation to defray the cost of the rental of this hall, which I hate to tell you is about $7,000. But anyhow, that's really not the major thing I want to say. As you leave, there will be given to you two leaflets. One dealing with the next election, which in a bipartisan way lays out really the choices we will have. One private for profit, or the other public for people. And that is really the question before us. The other thing I would like you to do is to participate in the campaign itself. You all belong to some organizations, and regardless how small or large your organization is, we want you to talk to them about the Roman report and seek its endorsement. I want you to know now that we have the following organizations who have endorsed the report, who represent approximately 3/4 of the population of British Columbia. And they are the BCGR branch, 2200, the Catholic Diocese of Prince George, the District of Wells, the East Kootenay Railway Pensioners Association, BCRG branch 2000, the Charlotte Algam Seniors, the BCRG Kootenay Branch 700, the Kennedy Old Age Pensioners, CAW Local 204, the Senior Citizens Association of Fall River, the BC Old Age Pensioners Organization in Edmonds, the Labor Environmental Alliance, Women in Search for Housing, the Hospital Employees Union, the BC Nurses Union, the Vancouver Cross Cultural Seniors Network, the Assembly of Registered Nurses Associations of BC, the Canadian Merchant Navy Veterans Association, the Vancouver Municipal and Retired Employees Association, the BC Teachers Federation, the BC Federation of Labor, the BC Government Employees Union, the BC Division of the Canadian Union of Public Employees, Seniors on Guard for Medicare, IAM Retirees Local 764, the Catholic Archdiocese of Vancouver, the Vancouver Branch of the Retired Teachers Association, the Corporation of the Village of Lumbee, the City of North Vancouver, the South Vancouver Seniors Network, the City of North Vancouver, the South Vancouver Senior Society, the Village of Burns Lake, the Town of Lake Cowichan, the District of Elkford, the District of Tofino, Kamloops Retired Teachers Association, the District of Hudson Hole, the Village of Port Alice, the Retired Teachers Association of BC, the BC Government Employees Retired Association, the Sacred Heart Seniors of Prince George, the Seniors Ministries of the White Rock Baptist Church, the District of Sparwood, the City of Grand Forks, the Town of Esquimalt, the City of Kelowna, the Sunrise Pavilion Senior Center in Surrey, the Federal Superannuates National Association of Vancouver Branch, the District of Houston, the City of Fort St. John, the Township of Spalitium, BCRG Branch 1100 Vancouver, the Mid-Main Community Health Center, SOAR Vancouver Branch, the Marine and Shipbuilders Local 506, the BC Health Coalition, the Vancouver Women's Collective, the Corporation of the City of New Westminster, the City of Greenwood, the District of Logan Lake, the District of Mackenzie, the Municipal Pension Retirees Association District 36 Vancouver, the District of Hazleton, the City of Dawson Creek, the City of Langford, the Secretary of Chadwick, the Health Science Association of BC, the Jewish Seniors Alliance of Greater Vancouver, the City of Vancouver, the Sunshine Coast Community Coalition, the City of Burnaby, the Justice and Peace Unit of the Anglican Diocese of New Westminster, town of Kimberley, the town of Vailmont, the town of Cape Creek, Cupid Local 393, the BCN Yukon Building and Construction Trades Council, the Council of Senior Citizens Organization of BC, the town of Falcon Beach, the city of Prince Rupert, the BC Coalition of People with Disability, the Psychotherapy Association of BC, the Communication and Energy Paper Workers Union of BC, the International Longshoremen and Warehouse Union, the City of Courtenay, and the District of North Saanich. And I'd like to give that list to Mr. Romanoff so he understands that people are fighting for the implementation of the report, and maybe that will give us some energy to continue the fight on our behalf. Delegates, we at POSCO can't do it alone. Ye need your help. And there are also all kinds of talent in this room here. I see Jack Monroe in the front and others who can go out there and do their thing and help in the cause. Because let me tell you, unless you really put the feet of federal politicians to the fire in this election, Medicare will continue to linger and deteriorate and deteriorate. We need reform. We need it now. Be seniors fought to bring in Medicare. It's our responsibility to leave it better and improved for our children, grandchildren, and grandgrandchildren. So be generous in your donation, pick up the leaflets, and carry on the fight. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Romanoff.